Sorry, we must have got cut off.
Yeah, I think it was myself. I'm not too sure what happened then. I think it was my sister. So if it does delay for any reason, I will give you a call straight back. I promise you I will. Don't worry about that whatsoever. So as I was explaining to you earlier, we will make sure we go for the top end. Now, it would be a wrong thing for me to do to give you any sort of direct value at the moment, as each pay is independently different. As you can imagine, people have been treated in different ways and they have been in different reasons. What we can reassure you on is the average claim at the moment will average at 48,000, just so you have something to look forward to. Now, this isn't a case, like I say, where we are going to be clutching at straws and hopefully going to be able to prove this. As soon as we locate that you was within these places, we will provide this back to you in regards to getting the procedure submitted over for you right away. Now, what I am also going to do for you, darling, is you already know I'm going to pop you a message over on WhatsApp. That's not an issue there whatsoever. That will come through to you within the next day, 2 to 3 minutes. I require a picture of your ID. Have you got anything like a passport or a driver's license or a bus pass?
Yeah,
or anything like
I've got a disability card as well.
Perfect. So what I'm going to do, because I will need it whilst you're on the call with me, is I'm just going to bob you a message over on WhatsApp. Give me 2 seconds to do that. Do you have contact with them? Do you have any children or do you have any friends or a sibling that you are very close with? Because what we like to do from here is have a beneficiary. So basically what that means is if anything was to happen to you over the next few months with the claim ongoing, this payment will go directly to them. Now, they wouldn't be aware of anything behind it. Of course, they would know that it was for a claim that you have actually made.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, what? Who would it be that you'd be happy for me to get?
It's my son, Paul Steen. I've only got one son.
Paul Steen. And is he over the age of 18, darling?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. No problem. Please come. And could I please ask you for his contact number whenever you can?
My son's contact number?
Yes, please.
Oh, I just went my phone. Hold on.
Take your time, darling.
Right, it is 07793.
07793.
Yeah, hold on. I've lost it again.
Don't worry.
05.
Yep.
4395.
95, no problem. Thank you so much for that. And if you could just go onto WhatsApp for me, I have sent you a message over, darling, requiring a picture of your ID. So could you send a full picture for me, making sure all four corners are in the picture? And what we also would require as well is a letter. Any letter dated to you in the last 3 months, it just needs to show your name, address and the date on there for the check procedure as well, please.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Take your time.
So which card would be better? Driving license, isn't it? Got a good picture. I've got a bus pass and I've got a national disability card.
So driver's license would be perfect because that is the best part of ID that they would require when we go to Scottish Redress.
Yeah, it's got a very, it's got a very clear picture on it.
Do you want to
I'll send two of them.
Yes, yeah, yeah, send over whatever you can and then I can work from that for you, don't worry.
Okay. No problem. You want me to do it now?
Yes, please, if you don't mind, just because I need to help you get the documents submitted back to me as well.
What's up? Right. Sorry, is it come under what's up?
Yeah, so I've sent you a message over on WhatsApp to this number, and it should say, hi, Iris, it's Billy from MMA Legal. What I'll do is I'll resend it now, so it's the next message that's just come through to you now.
Yeah, I see it now.
Perfect. Now that, save that number as whatever you need to in your phone to remember. If you save it as Billy, save it as claim, whatever you need to, just so that way. If you want any updates and you want to know what stage your claim is up to, so say, hi Billy, where's the case up to? And I can let you know there and then via WhatsApp where the case is up to. Or I can point you straight over to the solicitor directly, but it will only be me and the legal team that will be cooperating throughout this procedure anyway. So if you have any questions, don't hesitate to bob me a message over.
Okay. So how do I take this photograph? Because I'm near on that side of it.
Don't worry. So if you just, for me, go onto your camera roll, first of all, and just take a picture of your ID for me, and take a picture of the letter. Just make sure you can see all four corners in the actual photo.
Right, that's on the camera. And four corners.
Yes, okay. Please. So the full page.
And that's that one. Okay, that's them both taken.
Perfect. So now if you go onto WhatsApp for me, are you using an iPhone at the moment?
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect. So if you go onto the conversation where you are with me, where you can see my messages.
Okay, 2 seconds, where I find it. Yeah.
Do you want me to message you again so you can click
on it? Yeah, I've got it.
Perfect. So once you click on that message, there should be a little camera icon in the bottom right corner. So do you know where you can see it says, hi, Iris? Press on that for me.
Yeah, I'm pressing on it and I'm something.
Is it giving you the option? Can you type hello to me?
It just says, hi, Iris. It's Billy here. But it's not giving me, when I press on it, nothing's happening.
So let me just see. So when that message comes up, do you have the option to type a message to me saying hello there?
It says add at the bottom of it.
Add, so yeah, just add it for now. Just add me as a contact for now. Just add it as they claim, or whatever is easier for you.
Yeah. No, I can't get into my camera to send it to you. Oh, wait a minute, I see a little camera at the side.
Yeah, press that for me, yeah. And then it'll bring you up to your camera showing your face, but there'll be a little picture in the bottom corner that you can press.
No, I can't get the pictures.
What I'll do.
I could send them to you after I've done this. If that's
yeah.
the news.
Yeah, you can do it. Do you know how to do it once you're off the phone call?
Pardon?
Would you know how to do it once you've come off the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right then. I'll leave you to do that once you're off the call. But before I go, I need to just run over a little bit of a script with you, darling, okay? So basically, just to give you a full understanding, the legal team that work for you will work on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if your case is unsuccessful for any reason, you will not be charged a single penny. If the case is successful, the legal team do deduct a fee of 16% plus VAT, which is a maximum of 20%.
Okay.
Now, that won't come out of your own pocket. That will come out of the money that is awarded at the end. So in the most professional way, the more you get back, the more the legal team back. The faster you get it back, the faster they get it back. So they will always ensure to work in your best interest. Now, I do need to make you aware. You can apply for this yourself without a solicitor. This is just what I need to make you aware of just for the purpose of the call recording, darling. Okay. So you can apply for this yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in government legal fee schemes, where basically they'll give you up to £2,000 in paid government legal service fees. And you can instruct a private, basically, agreement like what you are doing today, which will, of course, we will work for you moving forward. Does that make sense for you, darling?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you'll never be covered with anything up front, or if the case is unsuccessful, you'll never be charged with anything. And if there is any questions regarding that, then don't hesitate to drop me a message. Now, you would have had a message sent over to your text messages, and also there would have been an email come through. Would you just see if that's come through for me, please, darling? What I'll do now, actually, is I'll send a reminder. So it should just come straight through to your mobile as a text message. That might be easier for you.
No, I just see an email.
You've seen an email?
I see a text message.
Perfect. Whatever is easier for you, if you click on that little link for me, I can talk you through it. That'll be easier than the ID.
Yeah, I'll send it through the text. That's probably what I'll do.
So if you could just click on the link on the text for me, it should then say to you, proceed to documents.
Yeah, it says document and proceed to documents.
Perfect. So if you click that for me, and then it should say agree and accept.
Yeah.
Perfect. And it says
confirm and understood.
Yes, perfect. Yeah. And then it will ask for your signature in a box. Now, when you click on it, it will pre-fill it for you. It won't look like your original signature, don't worry. It's how we need it to be formatted for Scottish Redress to acknowledge it.
Right. It's right at the bottom, is it?
Yes.
Oh, signature.
And then it should say finish once you've popped your name into there, darling.
Right. It's got my, yeah.
And once you press finish, does it have an option now saying finish in the top corner anywhere, darling?
Nope.
Or does it say okay anywhere? Okay and proceed?
Hold on.
There should be one more box
to the end. Nope. No.
In
signed out as Steen on it.
And then is there anywhere that says apply or okay or confirm?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you scroll to the top of the page for me, does it say finish
nope.
at all?
I can't see nothing at all.
There should be one place on there saying finish. Have you popped your signature in the page 7?
Yeah, it's got my signature already on it.
Let me just see if it's pre-filled it in all the places for you. Let me just click on it, darling. Is there anything at the bottom? When you've popped your signature in the box on page 7, let me just have a look here for you. I'm trying to just see
page
where you're up.
7.
So it's page 6, sorry, which should have a signature on for you. It'll say signed by the client, name, date, full name.
Right, there's 2-6. And it says signature.
If you click on that bit for me.
Yeah, it's got Iris Steen on it.
Perfect. And then if you go down to deed of authority page, I think
which
that's page.
Page
6 again, sorry. So if you go down, that was page 5 I just said you want. At the bottom of page 6, it should say deed of authority and consent.
Yeah, I'm on page 6. And it says, I have a skin. What is it you're going to look for?
And then if you go down to, let me just have a look here. I've deed by the client. So if you go down to page 10 for me, there should be another box for your signature there, darling.
Okay.
And then underneath the witness, that is myself. So that's for me to fill in, so don't worry.
Yeah, I'm at page 10.
Page 11? It might go to page 11 for you if you keep scrolling
yeah,
down.
Yeah, it's got my signature on it as well.
It's got your signature on there. And has it got the dates in there as well, darling?
Yeah.
Dates in there. So you should now, if you go to the, let me just have a look here. When you go to the top, in the top right corner, there should be a little box saying you've finished somewhere.
Okay.
I don't understand why it's not coming through for you.
Yeah.
Press so, finish for me, please, Anna.
Yeah. Yeah, I have.
And let me just make sure that's come back through for you. That's brilliant. So all I'm requiring from yourself, Iris, is just a picture of your ID and the proof of address. So as soon as they come through to me, I can get your case put on the portal. And your case will be submitted off right away. Like I said, we can put it through the fast track for you. That's not an issue. Now, most importantly, what I am going to do is I'm going to secure your account with a password just so if anybody calls you over the next few weeks regarding the claim, you may get offered something small, say £2,000 or £3,000 as an upfront settlement figure. As an early settlement, do not accept it because, of course, they're trying to trick you to accept a settlement figure.
Yeah.
Now, what I will do so you know who you're dealing with is I'll pop a password on the account for you. What word would be rememberable to yourself that you're happy for us to use as a password for you, darling?
Wishart.
Could you spell that for me?
W-I-S-H-A-R-T. Wishart.
Perfect. Wishart. So if anybody gives you a call, you know to ask for that word as a password. Now, most importantly, just speaking to you, I do understand that you are quite emotional from this and you have tried to put things to the back of your mind. But even speaking to you, I do understand that it is definitely alarming some kind of PTSD alarm bells where, of course, it's not nice for you to remember them situations. And they understand that you are quite an anxious person because of this. Can I ask you what kind of impact has this had on you over the time?
Oh, I would say it's very hard to trust anybody. It's very hard to get a relationship, although I've been married and my husband's passed away, but it's been very hard over the years because no one understands anything like that.
Well, I've got to reassure you, my job is to go ahead and make sure that we win this case for you. And not only that, that I give you the most reassurance that I can throughout this. So if there's anything you need to get off your chest or anything you need to discuss with me, you do not hesitate to bob me a message over. I will be in contact with you over the next coming weeks regarding this claim. But if you need anything, you give me a call. If anyone calls you, you ask for your password. And if you could please send over a picture of your ID and proof of address as soon as possible for me, darling, that would be brilliant. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, I'll do that.
No problem. Before I let you go, actually, sorry, earlier I forgot to take your siblings' names who was in the car home with you. This is just so when we locate your files, we can turn around and say that is correct. Can I take your siblings' names there, please?
Elizabeth Fraser.
Fraser, yep.
And my brother, James Fraser.
James Fraser.
I'm not in touch with my brother and my sister passed away a couple of years ago.
And
she became an alcoholic through her.
Bless you. A lot of the time, that's why they turn to alcohol, just to try and block these situations out. Unfortunately, it is horrible. And if there is ever a time, because at this moment, not making any false promises whatsoever, at this moment, we are trying to basically go down the route of claiming that for people who have passed away through a family member. So if that ever is the case, I will be making sure to contact you regarding that. That won't be a problem. But the only reason I'm asking for your siblings' names is so when we locate your file, if they turn around and say, well, we have 10 people under the name of Iris Fraser, we can say, well, this was a sibling. What was Mum's name?
Kathleen Middleton Fraser. Well, Bain was our maiden name and our married name, Fraser.
And what was Dad called?
James Wishart Fraser.
Fraser, no problem. So I've got this all on the system for you. That way I've got all the information. So if they do try and bat anything back, we can go straight at them with a response instantly. We're not having to delay it by contacting you, then giving them 21 days to respond to us. So we've got everything there. So I'll let you go. I appreciate your time today. I'm going to go ahead and do my job. And if you could please get the ID and proof of address over for me.
Yeah, I've got it all laid out, so I'll do it that way.
Brilliant. If you need any help, just bob me a message over and I'll look forward to keeping you updated, darling. All right.
Okay, look.
No problem. Thank you. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.